on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Get fit in the safety and convenience of your own home with Orbit Fitness Equipment.
All right, Hags is here. Your calls as well. 9221 882. Let's start first. Willy Rioli's name always attracts some attention.
Yeah. And we've followed this, haven't we, really closely. Oh, I think more so than most, and some will sort of say that there's a little bit of hearsay. We're getting information from around the people concerned and connected. Now, West Coast are not saying categorically, yes, we have heard when there's a hearing date for his SADA and drug ban. He's on a provisional drug ban for the moment, as we know, in case you haven't heard. But what I'd like to suggest is that we followed it pretty closely, and I think closer than most, because not many others are getting inside information.
Mm.
West Coast are today tipped to take their request for support across the AFL community to the clubs, to the AFL Commission, for an overhaul of the AFL's drugs policy to help players, if you do get caught, to not have to go through the anguish of waiting and waiting and waiting. And West Coast will take that cause to today's meeting of all the presidents and all the chief executives with the AFL Commission. So they're taking a bit of a crusade, naturally on behalf of their player, but they sort of feel as though they're taking some action on behalf of the AFL. The AFL are going to be asked to look at and perhaps overhaul their drug policy. Do they stay connected with ASADA, which means WADA, whose rules are written up and drawn up for four-year Olympics or four-year World Championship gaps with that type of... And so, therefore, you can take time. But in the AFL boys want to think, and West Coast want to say, well, let's have a rethink of our connection. Because don't forget, everybody, the AFL players have agreed to another drug testing process, which is run by Dorovich. Now, this is a contractor that worked for the AFL. So the AFL players are going through two lots of drug testing regularly. So West Coast to take their crusade to the AFL Commission today.
What reaction do you think they'll get?
Support. Strong support, I reckon. I think, and I reckon even our own AFL or sports fans would have to say, it is
ridiculous,
a bit long that Willy Rioli stood. And West Coast maintain they still haven't even been told when it's likely to be. I keep hearing March or April. They're getting get told when their hearing is. That's not when the hearing is going to be in March or April.
No, as you've also always said, though, if he gets a likely 18 months, then he's only serving time anyway, correct?
Absolutely. However, why do we have to wait so long? No. Surely some testing could have been done.
The other interesting point, though, Hags, was it round 21 or round 22 when it was supposed to have occurred? He then played after that, didn't he?
Yeah. But that's when he's now got his second case, which came from a test post-match, which turns into a performance-enhancing accusation.
Yeah.
Because the previous one, now, and that's another sidelight on this, we're getting sidetracked and there's so much else to talk about, is that the first test, when he is alleged to have tampered with the testing process, had he just peed in the jar and got caught for a substance, we would not know anything about it. It would have been his first strike.
AFL season launch. The captains always get asked the questions.
I find this a fascinating time of the year when all 18 captains are asked to vote on certain predictions for the year.
Yeah.
Except for your own club.
Yes.
So, you know, Trent Cotchin's not asked to say, well, do you think Richmond can win the premiership? So 17 captains have gone for West Coast, Richmond and GWS to make the top eight.
Okay.
So 14 teams have been mentioned to make the top eight, the least being the likes of Essendon, North Melbourne and Sydney. Just one captain has said they can make it. So that's a non-Sydney or North Melbourne or Essendon captain. Mm-hmm. Only four have been ignored to make the top eight. Carlton, Gold Coast, Adelaide and Fremantle. No captain thinks that those four can make the top eight. The other quick ones, and I think I find it fascinating, the captains who vote on, I don't know what everyone else thinks, but it's prediction time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we go through a lot of it. Your top eight, who's going to win the Brownlow, who's going to win the Coleman medal as the leading goal kicker. Brownlow medal, Patrick Cripps from Carlton. My first reaction is, as much as he's an outstanding, amazing player, he is in a team that's going to struggle.
So too hard?
Perhaps not. But I like Montempelli.
Yeah, me too.
Stephen Cornelio as good Brownlow medal contenders. And their teams will win a lot of games.
Kelly?
But I think, Josh Kelly from GWS also.
9221 882. If you've got any feedback on the AFL launch, can we just take Shandon quickly? He's been waiting patiently. Morning, Shandon.
Good morning, mate. How are you guys?
Good, mate. Fire away. Hags is listening.
Yeah, my concern is about this coronavirus outbreak everywhere in Australia, and we are going to have an AFL season starting up, and about 50,000, 60,000 people going to attend in the stadium. do you think it's safe for having this kind of a big event in Australia, where if you see the tennis is getting cancelled and around the globe, a lot of Qantas is reducing its flights.
All right, let's get Hag's opinion, Shandon. They should play all the games on the Gold Coast Suns home ground because no one goes there anyway.
But the thing is, let's remember also that this is a growing sort of concern. It's a growing crisis, and action has to be taken. And we said just before 7 o'clock, didn't we? The AFL's all in town, all in Melbourne today. Every senior governor of every club, plus the AFL commission, something has to be said in terms of even contingencies. What happens if we are ready to cover ourselves and our players in particular? Health and welfare of our players is paramount, so they'd have to take that action. But so too those that actually run the game, the fans, look after them. So close stadiums, or even does Fremantle get on their plane on Thursday week to travel to Melbourne to play Essendon
at a quarter
to 11 Perth time? Do they even go? Mm-hmm. We're still 9 days away from that, from them even leaving.
Massive.
11 days away from the game.
Massive.
We have to hear what the AFL, how the AFL are going to handle it. Look, a little bit of a concern, whether you like it or not, everyone, is that both West Coast and Fremantle had concerns with the playing surfaces at the community grounds. Now, they played at Mandurah and they played at Joondalup. Different surfaces to their training venues, particularly Lathlane and certainly the likes one of Coburn. And I absolutely categorically know that the different surface, the Kaikoui grass, very heavy. Fremantle players pulled up very sore out of that, very, very sore. Carlton considered pulling out Sam Doherty before the game. That surface, players were very leg weary. You just maybe did it contribute to Blake Agers in a heavy training session on the Wednesday to rip his hamstring off the bone?
More from Hags in just a moment. All right, Hags, I don't think I want to hear this.
Yeah, WAFL and WA Football Commission moves reinforcing raging anticipation of significant refurbishment of the WAFL competition. We discussed last Friday, Millsy, that there'll be some big change. Fremantle will be out of Peel Thunder within a couple of years as that alignment. Fremantle reserves, don't discount this. The Fremantle reserves team could operate out of Joondalup.
Well, from Coburn to Joondalup.
Well, they could play their games there. They need a connection there. The Football Commission can't lose the Joondalup area. And let me tell you also that the Joondalup district is Fremantle's next generation academy area.
Is it?
Yeah, so you didn't even know. That's where they get the
next crew through.
Yeah, the next young ones, and that's a big chance. Keep an eye to that.